because you got to have green fried tomatoes. Oh. Yeah. And see, I just started the Atkins diet a few months ago.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's fantastic. Love tomatoes. Can't have them. They're too much carbs.
Right.
And but yeah, we always had green beans and tomatoes and squash and okra. We tried cantaloupes 1 year, and they all rotted before they got mature. And tried watermelon, but they rotted really before we had a chance to pick them and enjoy them. So, but you know, then after I guess about 3 or 4 years, it was always beans and tomatoes, and you know, so it was always the same staple. And I guess every couple years he'd have the great, let's do okra, or I mean, let's do squash, or you know, yellow nook, or we'll do the green squash again, you know, zucchini squash. And you know, next year, well, that was too much trouble. It always seemed every couple of years he'd forget the troubles that it was to go through to make it, but or to grow it.
All right, try to do it again.
Plus, I guess when you have squash 3 or 4 times a week, it gets old too.
So you grew up Southern. What kinds of Southern food did y'all eat other than
stuff? Love grits. God, I love grits. Grits is probably the second best food man has got. It's the second best food.
What's the first best?
There's got to be something. I'm just not sure. but I can't have grits on this diet. I know.
What do you eat on the diet? Just a bunch of...
Oh, meat. Oh, it's a beautiful diet. Oh, it's a fantastic diet. I can have all the meat I want. And I can have all the cheese I want. And meat and cheese. Eggs, all the eggs I want. You know, it's the no carbs or low carbs thing.
Right.
But I, you know, I have about, you can have about 30 grams of carbs. So like a half a cup of green beans has like 5 grams of carbs in it. So, you know, that's, you know, you have some vegetables, just not as much as I usually do. I think a lot of people around the country, I don't know if it's just a Southern thing, but we really grew up eating a lot of vegetables. We always, there's times when we would have just a nothing but a vegetable meal, you know.
Yeah.
Tomatoes, or we'd have tomato sandwiches. I don't know how many people just had tomato sandwiches, you know. Yeah. You know, it's you know, go out there and pick a brand new ripe to red tomato, take it in and take a bite out of it, put salt on it, and eat it. Oh, God, that's good. Oh, I miss those days.
Yeah. What else do you remember eating growing up?
Fried okra. We used to take, we'd take fried okra and have cream corn. And we'd always take fried okra and put cream corn on it, on top of it, so it always mixed together. Now, my sister can't stand to have her foods mixed. She always owned... But, you know, me, it's all going the same place. It don't matter, you know. It's going to be mixing down there. And, in fact, sometimes when you mix it, you get a delightful different taste.
That's true.
You know, it's a beautiful mixing of the food.
I'm a mixer myself.
Hey, I love mixing.
What about meats when you were growing up? What kind of meats did y'all eat?
Well, you know, basically, instead of what we had, it'd probably be better what we didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have goat. Didn't have, as far as I can remember, that's about the only thing I can remember we did. I mean, we always had pork, love pork, pork. Oh, the other white meat. Oh, God. Pork is beautiful. Mm. And beef, tons of beef. You know, we used to have, you know, every Friday or Saturday night was steak night. They always had steak and baked potato. They always, and had a salad. None of the salads you go to the store and buy in a plastic bag, but mom would make up at home. And then you'd always have salad left over for a couple of days, so you always could have a salad, you know, Saturday or Sunday. We always had steak night and with a baked potato.
Mm. All right, that's reminding me of the kitchen. What kinds of things might you find in the kitchen?
Okay. New kitchen, old kitchen.
Old kitchen.
Old kitchen. You'd find the old mixer on top of the counter. The old, I can't even think of the Kenmore kitchen. The old white mixer. I remember my grandmother had a huge one that she always made cakes with. And you'd have a toaster. We always had a toaster on the counter. And of course your stove and your oven and refrigerator and cabinets. And the more cabinets the better. You know, if you can add another cabinet, life is better.
Mm-hmm.